I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
He's one of those shotgun texters.
Oh god.
He'll send you like 4 or 5 in a row, just bam. You know.
Picture so. Nuts.
No, just okay. It'll be all like he speaks and he texts like he's talking, like one sentence at a time.
Every period is a sent message.
Yes.
Well,
anyway.
We're getting towards the end of the Octopod series too though.
Yeah, we are.
We talk about getting close to the NFL season, but man, Octopi, what a ride. And we're on our 7th division here. We're going to be talking about the AFC North. But first, make sure you follow us at PSO Sports 1 on Twitter and Instagram. And Portland Sports Opinions on everything else. We're on TikTok. Check that out. Facebook. We're in a bunch of Facebook groups. We've been doing that. That's been fun. We have a website, me and Nathan. Nathan, did you ever write your article or no?
I'm working on it.
Nate's brewing up some magic.
Finishing touches on the next one.
I feel like I'm going to be busy this football season. I'm going to be writing. I'm going to be podcasting. And I'm going to have my own fantasy team.
Wait till basketball season gets started.
Oh, God. Yeah, I need to get a
basketball. Wait till October.
But this is the AFC North. We're going to be talking about the AFC North this week. We saved, I think, the best two divisions for last, in my opinion. I like the AFC North.
I don't.
You don't?
No, not this year. I think it's going to be a hectic year. I mean, as far as news goes, they're probably going to make the news a lot. But
yeah.
I don't see this being the most exciting division, though.
No, I didn't. I think this is one of the most exciting. Give it top three.
Next week I'm excited about, though. I'm really
pumped. Yeah. We're doing the AFC West. We saved the best for last. I want to wait for all the news to get dropped, make sure everything was up to date before we got that one out. But AFC North is this week. Let's get rolling with it. Baltimore Ravens, 8-9 record in 2021. Very disappointing. Additions-wise, they added running back Mike Davis from the Falcons. He signed a 1-year deal. Remember how good he was? Yeah, that guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Offensive tackle Morgan Moses. He signed from the Jets a 3-year deal worth $15 million. And then cornerback Kyle Fuller from Denver. He signed a 1-year deal. And safety Marcus Williams from the Saints signed a 5-year, $70 million contract with the Baltimore Ravens.
It's a big deal for a safety.
Okay, Nathan. Obviously, if you've watched any preseason games, Mike Davis is looking like Mike Davis. He's not doing much.
That ain't good.
Yeah, no. But, I mean, new offensive line. You're getting a huge improvement from offensive line. Do you think the Ravens can turn Davis into anything? Maybe, you know, he's going to be with J.K. Dobbins. I'm assuming they probably won't, you know, bulk him on carries early on. But, yeah, what do you think?
I don't think you're going to see a whole lot from him. He might start off getting a few more carries in the first couple of weeks, but because they are probably going to be moving a little bit gingerly on J.K. Dobbins coming off an injury. But I don't think, you know, towards the end of the season, I don't think he's going to see the field much. They still got Gus Edwards, too.
He actually just got hurt.
Oh, did he?
I think he's starting the season on the injured reserve.
Oh. Yeah. Again? He did last year, too.
Yeah, I don't think it's as bad as last year, though. Last year was that torn ACL.
Yeah.
What do you think about Marcus Williams picking up a safety? Yeah, I mean, they also drafted Kyle Hamilton.
Like I said, that's a big deal for a safety. Kyle Fuller, I think that's a good move, too. They kind of struggled all over in the secondary last year on defense, but
they were hurt.
They were. Yeah, absolutely. I think those are the big moves. Mike Davis not really meaning much for me, but
yeah. I think overall it's a pretty solid additions, in my opinion. Then again, I like the Ravens. I like the Ravens. I can be biased here. Subtractions. They lost two legendary running backs, Devontae Freeman and Latavius Murray. So unsurprisingly, neither one of them have been signed yet. I'm assuming that they're probably not going to be. Wide receiver Miles Boykin, he's gone. He went to the Steelers. Wide receiver Marquise Brown, traded to the Cardinals. Wide receiver Sammy Watkins, he went to the Packers. Offensive tackle Alejandro Villanueva, he retired. Center Bradley Bozeman, he went to the Panthers. Cornerback Tavon Young, he went to the Bears. And they also lost punter Sam Koch, so he retired. Okay, Nathan, is this bad subtractions list?
Realistically, not. I don't think it's terrible, other than, and I hate to kind of overblow this, because I don't think Marquise Brown is a number one receiver, but he was their number one receiver.
Yeah.
Him and Lamar had a connection. Lamar was not happy when he left, so.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that's going to be tough for them.
They got him for a lot, though. Or the Cardinals had to give up a lot to get him. It was over. During the Cardinals division, we said, yeah, they traded too much for this guy.
They did, absolutely. But I don't know. And to not go out and get another receiver to replace him, what are you doing?
Yeah, that's the
unless we see a huge year from Rashad Bateman,
which we very well, you know, we very well could. You know, I think no matter what, we're gonna see one, just because he's the number one. What are you looking at? What are you smiling? You reading the head? Don't read shit. That's my fucking doc.
No,
that's my doc.
You've got last year's draft in there.
I do.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I do. I do have last year's draft in here. That's fine. Just talk about, so you don't think Marquise Brown, or you do think Marquise Brown's a big, how?
I don't think Marquise Brown is a, you know, number one lock wide receiver, but who else do they have other than Rashad Bateman? Rashad Bateman had a solid rookie season. Nothing that shows he can be a number one right away. I don't know what the thought, you know, what they're thinking. I don't know. Did they draft? I know they didn't draft another receiver in the first or second round, but.
No, they didn't draft a receiver at all.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what concerns me, is that they didn't replace him.
I agree.
Or didn't even try to.
And there was guys out there, too. Saw, you know, and that's the thing, too.
I mean, to this day, OBJ's out there.
Yeah, true.
What are you doing?
I think OBJ is gonna. The longer he waits, I think the more valuable he becomes. But
I agree. But if I'm the Ravens, I'd have made an offer by now.
Holy shit! You want to hear their wide receivers for this season?
You're leading with Rashad Bateman.
Rashad Bateman, Devin Duvernay, Mekhi Polk, James Prochet, DeMarcus Robinson, Benjamin Victor, Tylan Wallace. That last dude sounds like a freaking NASCAR driver. I've never heard of any of these guys. Barely. That's a bad lineup to be throwing out there.
Like I said, Rashad Bateman, he did have a solid year as a rookie, but nothing that shows me he can be a year two number one receiver.
True. All right, let's go through the draft.
Did he have a Ja'Marr Chase season?
No. I think only Chase had that kind of season.
So. Even Waddle,
Waddle had a big year too. I'm going to the draft. Kyle Hamilton, safety from Notre Dame. He was drafted with the 14th pick. 25 was Tyler Linderbaum, the center from Iowa. Then in the second round, they took an outside linebacker, David Ojabu. And in the third round, they took defensive tackle Travis Jones. And then, holy shit, looking at me. That's all in the fourth. Damn. They took a lot of people in the fourth round. You ready? Offensive tackle Danielle Falele. Cornerback Jalen Amar Davis. Tight end Charlie Kohler. Punter Jordan Stout. Tight end Isaiah Likely. And cornerback Damarian Williams. That was the fourth round. That was the whole fucking
those
fourth.
Are some, I'll Did tell they you have, what. It's Baltimore been a while just had since the entire, draft.
That's bad.
It's been a while since the draft, but that's a hell of a fourth round.
That's a good fourth round too. I feel like those are some
pretty good guys, man. They got some good guys in that fourth round there.
Charlie Kohler's our guy.
Yeah.
You know? I think it's a pretty good draft.
That's a good draft. I don't know. Yeah.
The Kyle Hamilton and Marcus Williams, is one of them just going to be like free safety or something, I'm assuming? Just have those two monsters back there?
Kyle Hamilton, I don't know if he'll play that role right away, but Kyle Hamilton's a free safety. Kyle Hamilton he can cover, he can play in the box, he can do whatever you need him to.
Are you going
to
go back
on
that? He's
going to be that guy.
Are you going to go back on the Kyle Hamilton's the best guy in this last year's draft class, or
no.
Are you sticking with it? No? He's gotten cooked Kyle a lot Hamilton. In preseason.
He'll be fine.
Oh, yeah, true. I mean, Ja'Marr Chase was fucking stone hands in the preseason, so.
And you know, I'm not saying he's going to be an elite safety this year, but he will be a great safety, I think.
Let's go to the strength schedule. They have the 23rd hardest strength of the schedule, 136, 151, and 2 opponents record in 2021. Nathan, do you want the Ravens, or do I get to get the big dog Ravens first?
You sound excited. I'll let you have it.
I am excited. We all know the Ravens were the most injured team last year. Guess how many players were put on the injury reserve last year?
I mean,
Did you look at the doc?
No, I didn't. 10, 11?
19! 19 players were put on injury reserve last year. Just horrible luck. And guess what? They still almost made the playoffs. Lamar Jackson even missed 4 games. And Lamar got a lot of hate last year. Talking to you, Nate, who said Kirk Cousins was better than him last year. Don't think I'm fucking letting you drop that.
We'll see this year.
Oh, my God. And he got a lot of hate for stuff way out of his control. Like I said, he lost Devontae Freeman and Latavius Murray, who were his top two backs last season. Those were his top two backs. And on defense, they had to go for, what was it? What was that one game where they had to, go for two or whatever the fuck it was? Because they had no safeties or no corners left. They had a safety starting corner. Remember that? And everybody's like, what'd they do that for? Even you were like, that's terrible. And then it comes out, every single fucking corner's hurt. Every single corner's hurt. But that's the thing. Last year was the season from hell. This season, I don't think the Marquise Brown thing is that big of a deal. He had 6 drops last year. 3 of them were touchdowns. 3 of them. And also, those 3 came in 1 fucking game. 3 drop touchdown passes in 1 game. Lamar Jackson would have had 3 more passing touchdowns if Marquise Brown didn't drop 3 in 1 game. That's fucking pathetic. I don't think I get that they had that connection. I understand. I mean, you see it from time to time, but I don't think Marquise Brown's a 1. And if this is the way, you got to get rid of him. 100%. Get rid of him.
I don't think he's a solid 1. I don't think he's Devontae. You know,
he doesn't need to be. Andrews.
He's not a 1.
Mark Andrews has come out and shown that he could be that guy. J.K. Dobbins is a receiving back. If he's coming back the same thing, I'm all for it. I think the Ravens are going to be fine. They don't have a 45-year-old running back. They got Lamar. They're going 11-5 this year. Lock it in. 11-6. Sorry, I forgot about the 17th game. What's here yours?
You think? Really? 11-6.
Great O line and a good running game, and not even it doesn't even need to be good. If it's an average running game, this is a 10-17, because they would have been 10-7 last year. They lost games because they had no backs and they had no running game because the whole running game was fucking Lamar. Lamar's not going to get hurt as much either because he doesn't have to use his legs if JK's back there and they actually have good running backs. See, I thought long and hard about the Ravens.
My problem with this is they've got Mark Andrews. The Chiefs had Travis Kelce and Tyreek Hill. Those were their two guys.
Yeah.
Would they have survived? If Tyreek left and Mecole Hardman was just expected.
Schuster jumped in?
Sure. Right. But imagine they didn't go get him. Imagine they didn't replace him.
I think they would have been fine still, yeah.
You with Mecole Hardman replacing Tyreek Hill.
If Tyreek's gone and they get a running back that can receive that's not Clyde Edwards-Helaire, yeah, I think they do. I think they're fine. They got Patrick Mahomes. They got a great quarterback. They're going to be fine. And guess what? They have a good running game.
Define be fine for me. 11-6?
11-6.
You think the Chiefs would go 11-6 if Mecole Hardman was their number one receiver?
Number one? Why are you replacing him with Mecole Hardman? We don't know what...
Rashad Bateman's the number one.
We don't know if Rashad Bateman's fucking Mecole Hardman, though. That's a big slap in the face. Mecole Hardman can't...
We don't know if he's even Marquise Brown yet.
I think right now you got an average... I think he's going to be fine. And you got J.K. Dobbins, too. It makes up for it. I think Patrick Mahomes, they would go 10-7, maybe. 10-7. I'll drop... Or 10-8. Or whatever the fuck it is. You know what I'm trying to say.
I will give you... I think best case is 10-7. I do.
I don't think so. I think if this team goes right, they're winning 12 games. If everything goes right.
I think that's a lot. They're over-unders 9.5, by the way.
I'm hammering that. I would never hammer anything harder. And you know how hard I hammer them. 23rd hardest schedule. 23rd hardest schedule. You going to walk through it? Let's walk through it. Jets, win or loss?
Win.
Miami, win or loss?
Could go either way, but I'm going to go win.
No, that's 2-0. New England, 3-0.
Win.
Buffalo, yes.
Loss.
Buffalo, loss. Cincy, loss. 3-2. Giants, 4-2. Cleveland, at the beginning of the season, 5-2. Tampa, loss. 5-3. New Orleans, 6-3. Carolina, 7-3.
That could go either way for me.
No. Carolina, 7-3. Jacksonville, 8-3. Denver, I think they can beat them, 9-3. Pittsburgh, 10-3. Cleveland, 11-3. Atlanta, 12-3. And then I have them losing to Pittsburgh the second go-around and Cincy the last game. That's a 12-5 record, and that's fucking... You're having it... This is like you're picking worst-case scenario. The two toss-up games, you're like, you picked the other team. That's why you went to 10-7. I think this team's a good team whenever they're not worst-case scenario, and there's no way they can be this injured again. No way.
No, definitely. I mean, no, that would be insane. But
give me your spiel. I'm done talking. I need to let you get your 5 minutes here.
Like I said, as a whole, I just can't get over not replacing your top receiver from last year. Your top receiver is gone.
No. Their top receiver is not gone. Their second receiver is gone. Mark Andrews is the top receiver on that fucking team.
I see what
team.
You're saying.
Mark Andrews is that team's receiving core.
I'll tell you what. I'm going to go with 10-7. I think with – my worry is this team, if they let Lamar throw the ball, Lamar can throw the ball. I have a feeling this team is going to be the most – maybe next to Tennessee again, because I don't know what the hell they're going to do other than Derrick Henry. I don't know what they're going to do. So I think they're going to be right up there with him. I think this team is going to be just run, and hopefully that works for him. But if Lamar can throw the ball, let him throw the ball. I'm not saying don't run the ball, but.
And if you have a running game, like,
I don't,
that also makes
him tired of the whole. I'm tired of this Jim Harbaugh. I think it's time.
Oh,
I think it's time
to
move on from there.
8-9.
It's tough to say. I get. What's that?
8-9 record with the most injured team, and you're trying to kick them out?
At some point, I just feel.
I think the thing
here's
is
the thing.
I'm biased for the Ravens. You're biased against the Ravens because these points don't make no damn sense.
But here's the thing.
I mean, I don't think Jim Harbaugh is that good of a coach either. Honestly, I think he's a little overrated. But I still think he's a good coach. He's a Super Bowl winning head coach, which, you know, he might be bottom barrel Super Bowl winning head coach. But still, he's a Super Bowl winning head coach.
No, it's not that I don't think Jim Harbaugh can go – you know, I don't think he's going to go fail somewhere else. I think he's a good coach. But at some point, I think it gets to a time.
I got a question.
Uh-oh.
I got a question. Lamar, where would you rank his passing skills? Below average, average, a little above average, great, legendary, whatever the fuck you want to go above that.
Above average.
Above average. How good of a quarterback is he? When the defense knows that he's going to throw the football, where would you put him?
Below average.
Below average. Guess what? When you have a fucking running game, they don't know when you're going to throw the football. That's whenever they were good. The one year that he had a running game, they're a fucking top tier team. And this is the same team. They just got better. They got Marcus Williams on defense. They got Mark Andrews, who's more developed. He's more in this role as the top tight end. You know, Rashad Bateman's gone, yes, but, I mean, you got J.K. Dobbins back there, which I think he can be more valuable than Marquise Brown. Marquise Brown is not that good of a receiver. We've been saying this whole time, he's not a one. And if they pick up a one next year, I think they'll be set too.
I agree with you, he's not a one, but he still put up.
You put up one numbers because he is the only. Rashad Bateman's going to put up 1,000 yards this year if he plays the whole season. Me and you both know that. There's no way that he's not going to put up 1,000 yards. And then guess what? We're going to be like, oh, his numbers are inflated. Yeah, we know. Because he's the one. That's the whole point. And you can't use this argument when Rashad Bateman is just Marquise Brown 3 years ago. We don't know. He could very well be.
My thing is, I don't know what he is yet.
Yeah.
I don't know how to value him.
And, you know, this receiver market's weird right now. I really think they could have made a trade for A.J. Brown. They 100% could have. I mean, there's a lot of people that could have. Julio was out there for a little bit. I know he's not one, but shit.
OBJ.
I wouldn't pick up OBJ if I'm them, but they already dealt with injuries.
No.
I'm done talking about the Ravens. We got to move on, or we're going to be doing a podcast for 4 hours.
That's true.
So I got 12-5, 10-7?
10-7.
What did you have before I went on my rant? I feel like you were like 4-13 or some shit.
No. No, I had him at 9-8.
You could stick with 9-8. Oh, did I persuade you a little bit?
A little bit. I gave him another win.
This is the same way I got you to trade me Nick Chubb in our fantasy league.
Oh, my God. Don't go there.
Pittsburgh Steelers, they went 9-7-1 in 2021. They lost in the playoffs 21-42 versus the Chiefs. I'm glad we're going to the Pittsburgh Steelers because I know we're not going to talk about them very, very long. I just think they're one of the most boring teams in the fucking NFL, in my opinion. Additions. So they signed backup quarterback Mitchell Trubisky from the Bills. He signed a 2-year, $14.25 million deal. Offensive guard James Daniels from the Bears. He signed a 3-year, $26.5 million deal. Offensive lineman Mason Cole. He was from Minnesota. He signed a 3-year contract. Oh, Jesus Christ, I'm going to puberty again. Defensive tackle Larry Ogunjobi, he signed a 1-year deal worth up to $8 million. Linebacker Miles Jack, he signed a 2-year deal. And cornerback Levi Wallace signed a 2-year contract. They also re-signed Minkah Fitzpatrick. Have to throw that out there because that's a huge part of their defense. I mean, I guess obviously we should talk about Mitch, right? That's what we should talk about. He's the main attraction to this additions list. Let's talk about Mitch. I want to hear you talk about Mitch because I don't want to persuade you to think something else.
I've thought a lot about Mitch.
In your free time, you're thinking about Mitchell Trubisky. Steelers. So you think about Mitchell Trubisky a lot in your free time?
Absolutely. That's all I think about.
Why? I feel like that I'd be depressed if I'm thinking about fucking Mitchell Trubisky on a Saturday.
No, I Talk think about him every me. Sunday, though.
Oh.
No, so I was, when I first did my predictions back in, I think it was March. It was right after the draft. I had the Steelers very bad.
Okay, keep going.
I think.
I know what you're doing. I like the bit. I'm playing.
And then Mitch seduced me. I think. No, realistically, I don't know if it's going to be him. I don't know if it's going to be Kenny Pickett. But what I do know is Big Ben was garbage time last year. I don't think it's going to get that much worse. So I think they've got a solid enough team around him. The frightening thing is the offensive line. That's bad. I had him at 4-13. I had him bad. But I don't have – I upgraded him a little bit, but we'll talk about that in a few.
I got to say, that was the best monologue you've given on this show. That was great. From the Mitch seducing you to the very end, I was in. I think Mitchell, if anything, made my wiener go back inside of my body.
Oh, man.
Yeah. It was. I heard Mitchell Trubisky, and I just got, my mouth got extra saliva-y, you know, and I felt like I had to puke. Mitchell Trubisky is not a good quarterback, and he's not a quarterback I'm hitching my wagon to. I do think he might have a good year, though. I think the offensive line's bad. I do. But Pittsburgh knows how to just develop these unbelievable wide receivers, and they got a pretty good crop. I mean, George Pickens, they got him in the second round. I think he's going to be pretty damn good.
Deontay Johnson,
Chase Claypool, I'm not saying, I'm saying.
If he doesn't celebrate with, 5 seconds left on the clock.
There's still a guy that he caught 10 touchdowns, his rookie season. That's, he's good. He's good. And that's what I'm saying is, I can see Mitch having a good year, but at the same time, he has, also, fun fact, he has a top three offensive weapon if his offensive line was good, and that's Najee Harris, I think a lot of these things, if Mitch has a good year, don't think it's oh, Mitch is back. No, Mitch is not fucking back. He just has a better team around him, He just has a good team. let's go to the subtractions here. Josh Dobbs, you've seen him making plays in preseason. You see that play he made?
No.
He had his jersey got ripped, and he was still running. He ran through the jersey. The jersey's getting ripped off. It was dope. He went to the Browns. Quarterback.
Watch that.
It was pretty cool. And I think he had a touchdown run in the same, next play anyways. And then quarterback Ben Roethlisberger, he retired. Thank God. Noodle arm fucking McGee. Jesus Christ. Thank God. I was tired of seeing big trash-ass Ben out there. Wide receiver Juju Smith-Schuster, he went to the Chiefs. Wide receiver James Washington went to the Cowboys. Tight end Eric Ebron, he left them as well. Offensive guard Trey Turner, we talked about him. Nathan said, great player for the Nats, right? Or is it Tri Turner? Might be Trey. It looks like Trey.
That's right.
I think it's Trey Turner. I'm going to keep saying. Defensive end.
He plays for the Dodgers now. But.
Yeah, he plays for the Dodgers now. Defensive end Stephon Tuitt, he retired. Linebacker Joe Schobert. And cornerback Joe Hayden, also a part of the departures list. I'm trying to the Big Ben thing. Would you rather have Big Ben or what they got going with quarterback now?
All due respect to Big Ben. Big Ben had a great career. But last year, the last couple of years, it was time for Big Ben. So my thought is, they've got youth on the side, and they've got, I think Mitchell Trubisky will be competent this year.
Competent.
Whether he has I don't think he's going to have a terrible season is what I'm saying. I don't think he's going to be awful out there. I think that's going to be good enough this year to carry him to an.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Okay record. You know, like, I don't think they're going to be an improved team, but I don't necessarily think, you know, 9-7-1, I don't think they're going to do much worse than that.
Yeah, I was going to ask
about all. YouTube. I mean, remember, Mike Tomlin's never had a losing season, so.
I mean, Mitch, I'm just not on the Mitch bandwagon. I'm just not. I think he's going to be better than Ben because, goddamn, Ben looked like he should have retired, you know, 2 years ago. He looked like Peyton Manning his last year, you know? Like, it was rough.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, let's go to their draft here. First round, they took quarterback Kenny Pickett. Second round, they took wide receiver George Pickens. Third round, they took defensive tackle DeMarvin Leal. Fourth round, they took wide receiver Calvin Austin III. Let's talk about George Pickens. Let's talk about Kenny Pickett. How's that sound?
That sounds good. Kenny Pickett, that was a reach.
You like Pickett.
I think.
Didn't you? You liked Pickett, though, didn't you?
Not in the first round.
Not I wanted in the first round, in the but in general. Round. In general.
I think Pickett can be. Kenny Pickett, here's. I think Kenny Pickett was out of the draft NFL-ready quarterback is what I think I said. And I still agree with that. But I still don't think he was, especially seeing where everybody else went. And I understand you don't know when everybody else is going to go. You don't know when – you didn't know when Malik Willis is going to go. I mean, went to the third round. Nobody expected that. But
yeah.
Looking in hindsight, I think it was a hell of a reach.
Yeah, I don't like it. Wide receiver George Pickens, I do like. I think he's going to be another great wide receiver for Pittsburgh. But Pickett, I mean, if you're not beating out Mitchell Trubisky when everybody's saying, oh, it's not going to be that hard. Mitch went 0-16 in practice. 0-16 in practice. And, like, everybody was freaking out during training camp. They're like, what the hell? He went 0-16 in drills. But I didn't like it in the first round. I don't know if I would even like it in the second. I think he might have been the third best quarterback. I'd take Malik Willis. I'd take Desmond Ridder. And then I'd probably put him. I just don't like Pickett. I think he maybe at best can be like a Daniel Jones type. But no, just wasn't my cup of tea. Strength of schedule. They have the 12th, tied for 12th. Hardest schedule opponents had a 148-141 record in 2021. Nathan, do you want to deal with this horrible, shitty, boring Pittsburgh team, or you want me to have it first? Actually, you go first. I went first last
you
time.
Go we'll ahead just go and take
back.
It.
You want? Okay, I'll take it. I'll go again. You get the last two. They drafted Pickens too early. We talked about that, and also we talked about the Trubisky's True. Trash. those are really the only two reasons that I want to have for this team. I think their offensive line's also trash, but their defense is good. Their defense is good. The beginning of this schedule, though, is going to be tough. It's going to be a backbreaker, and that's what I'm most worried about. So they start out at Cincinnati. That's a loss. New England, I'd say a loss. Cleveland early, give them a win. 1-2. But, I mean, honestly, could they lose to Jacoby Brissett and Kareem Hunt and Nick Chubb and that defense for the Browns? You're telling me Trubisky or Pickett don't throw that three interceptions in that game? You know, that Cleveland Browns defense didn't get suspended. Then they play the Jets. Jets could beat them.
Yeah.
I think the Jets could beat them. Then Buffalo, Tampa, Miami, and Philly. I think they're losing all those games. They could start 1-5. I think at best they might start 1-5. At best, because I think that Cleveland or the Jets are going to upset them early. I just don't think this team is set up, and I think, man, it's going to be a rough season. It's going to be – they have so many 50-50 games, too. So many 50-50 games. I wish – if they added to this offensive line, I think they might honestly be a borderline playoff team with Najee and all the weapons on offense. You know, and you have Trubisky back there with a pocket. I mean, I hope he doesn't fuck that up. I think he can game manage him to 9 wins. You know, but with this offensive line and – you know, with that shitty quarterback situation, I got them starting rough and ending rough, 6-11.
What I think's going to end up happening, because here's what was Trubisky always at his, he was at his best when he was rolling out of the pocket. He was at his best when he was rolling out of the pocket.
We had the best defense in the league.
The Steelers don't have an offensive line. Well, he's got one of the best defenses in the league again.
Very true.
So this, I don't think it's going to be too much of a change. I'm going to go. They went 9-7-1. I'm going to go 8-9.
8-9? That seems like a lot. I think it's
8-9.
Now that I look at it, I think it might be somewhere in the middle. Maybe we get a 7-10. Because 8-9 seems way too high for this. I've said every team's going to go 7-10 though, so that's why I didn't want to say it. They got a tough schedule. They have a really tough schedule.
See, I actually they do like. Like I said, there was Mitchell Trubisky. I think this offense is going to go one of two ways. They're either going to not roll him out of the pocket and he's going to fail, or they will and he's going to be okay. By okay, I mean okay enough to prop him up to a decent record. Not obviously not a winning record, but you know, not a terrible season.
They do got a lot of weapons though. 8-9 doesn't seem too far-fetched. I like yours more than mine, but I'm sticking with 6-11. Fuck the Steelers. Okay.
Fuck them.
Let's go to Cleveland here. Cleveland went 8-9 in 2021. Additions. So quarterback Deshaun Watson was acquired in a trade with the Houston Texans along with a 2024 sixth-round pick in exchange for 3 first-round picks, 22 through 24, a third-rounder in 23, and 2 fourth-rounders in 22 and 24. He also received a 5-year, fully guaranteed $230 million contract in Cleveland. Quarterback Jacoby Brissett, he went from the Dolphins back, or he went to Cleveland, signed a 1-year, $4.65 million contract. Amari Cooper was acquired in a trade with Dallas in exchange for a 2022 fifth-round pick and a swap of 6 rounders. Also, another guy, Baltimore, you couldn't offer a 4th-round pick for Amari Cooper? I would have been okay with that. You had fucking 17 of them. What the hell?
That's true. That's true. Amari?
Yeah, but give him one. This is one. And you would have had the trade. Offensive
Didn't they
guard.
Draft like a... Who was the last person you said they drafted? In the 4th round.
In the 4th round? Wide receiver Calvin Austin. Are you talking about the Ravens?
Yeah.
4th round wide receiver Tylan Wallace. Yeah, they got Tylan Wallace instead of Amari Cooper.
No, that was last year.
Oh, yeah.
I was talking about this year's.
I forgot. I fucked it up. They didn't
think
any wide
I
want
to say it was a kicker.
It was a punter, Jordan Stout.
They traded a kicker for Amari Cooper. Basically.
Jordan Stout. I mean, but Sam Koch retired. Punter. They needed a punter. Cooper. They didn't have one. They had to get him.
You couldn't get a punter in free agency or the fifth round, sixth round, seventh round?
That's when you get the bad punters.
Give me a break. I'd rather have a bad punter than bad receivers.
Let's go into subtractions here. Quarterback Case Keenum, he's gone. He was traded to the Bills. Quarterback Baker Mayfield, he was traded to the Panthers. Quarterback Nick Mullins, he went to the Raiders. Wide receiver Rashard Higgins, he went to the Panthers. Wide receiver Jarvis Landry went to the Saints. Tight end Austin Hooper went to the Titans. They also lost center J.C. Treader, defensive tackle Malik Jackson, and also linebacker Mack Wilson. He was traded to the Patriots. They lost cornerback Troy Hill. He was traded to the Rams. They lost safety M.J. Stewart. He went to the Texans. And punter Dustin Colquitt, gone. So they needed a punter.
This is the Browns, not the Ravens.
Yeah, true. Okay. So,
Baker.
Let's talk about Baker.
Fun fact, Nick Mullins was already traded to the Vikings.
You mean the Raiders?
No. The Raiders already traded him to the Vikings.
Oh, yeah, true. Yeah, Nick Mullins was tossed. I forgot about that. But I'm just saying where Nick Mullins went after
here. It's just a fun fact. They already traded. He signed there.
Oh, yeah,
and
he got dealt today, didn't he? Or yesterday. I think it was yesterday.
Yesterday, I think, yeah.
Okay, Jarvis Landry, Austin Hooper, Baker Mayfield. These are kind of big weapons, right?
I mean, yeah, they picked up Amari, though. Like, losing Jarvis, pick up Amari, I think that's fair.
Yeah, that's a fair trade. That's a fair trade. I'd take that trade. Okay, Deshaun hasn't played.
J.C. Treader, that's a good center.
Yeah, that's a, you know. And, I mean, they have a pretty good offensive line, though. Their offensive line's pretty stacked.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, yeah, J.C. Treader did start a lot of games last year, though. Deshaun versus Baker. Deshaun hasn't played, and it's going to be over a year and a half. He hadn't played football. Also is the most hated man in America.
Yeah.
Give or take this, or do you want this hot take or not? Baker Mayfield, better. He will be better than Deshaun Watson in the
I'll
next
give
3 years?
To me. Oh, no. I think you're off there. I don't like that one. Like,
you don't like Baker being better than Deshaun?
I don't think this year. I think it's going to. No. That's a bad take.
I was just throwing it out there. I don't believe it.
No. Like, I don't think Deshaun's going to be very good this year in the limited time we get to see him. But I think he's going to be the better quarterback. He's got the better coach. He's got, right, at least right now, the better offensive line. He's got the better weapons.
Most hated man in America.
Ooh, Michael Vick.
Michael Vick didn't sexually assault 26 women. He killed a lot of dogs. I mean, that's fucked up too. Don't get me wrong, but I'm sorry. The you can't excuse the Deshaun Watson shit. You know?
No, absolutely not. But I'm saying
Michael Vick
wasn't exactly the most loved man in the.
I guess that's the sad thing about football. But I think we're in a different age than we were in 2010. 2010, you know, people can get away with that shit. Now, that stuff doesn't leave you, you know. They make those motherfuckers pay, and I think Deshaun's going to be the most hated player in the NFL for the next, how long was this contract? 5-year extension? So, 10 years or whatever the fuck he's at? It's, I don't know.
The good news for Cleveland, at least this year, you know, and they knew this going in, but his first year, every year after his first year, he's getting paid $55 million a year. His first year
$1 million. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not going to talk about how they bamboozled the deal or anything. I just don't, man. if you're a Cleveland fan, do you still support the Browns? Like, I wouldn't want to support my team if that's the main dude. You're going to lose fans. I just think it's going to weigh on them a little bit. Let's go through their draft here. Third round, cornerback Martin Emerson, defensive end Alex Wright, and wide receiver David Bell. Fourth round, we had defensive tackle Perrion Winfrey and kicker Cade York. Do you want to talk about the draft?
Not really, no.
Okay.
Like, okay, so they really needed, they really did need some secondary help. And the Perrion Winfrey, he's a big defensive tackle. He could be something for sure. Other than that, you know, pretty quiet draft. They had to give up a lot of picks for Deshaun, obviously.
Yeah, they probably had the worst draft out of all the teams, but then again, they had limited resources. Strength of schedule. Tied for 17th, 142, 145, and 2 opponents record in 2021. Nathan, I got to go first the first two. I want to hear your take. Give me your Browns spiel for the 2022 season.
So I just think they're going to be a tough team to gauge, realistically. Like, I don't know. Like, with Jacoby Brissett, they've got a great offensive line. They've got a great running game. And they've still got very good receivers. You got Amari Cooper still. Like, their defense was well improved last year. I think the first 11 weeks are a very tough time on the schedule, though. That's my problem with it. I don't think it's going to be as bad as I originally thought. I had them at 4-32. I'm going to say, and Deshaun, I don't know how he's going to come back. Like, he's going to come back in week 12, or week 13, I think it is, after, because they have the bye week in there. But, like, I'm going to go 7-10.
You hit the nail on the head, in my opinion. I'm going 7-10 as well. This offseason's been horrible. It's been a mess. They've made a lot of deals, but Jesus Christ, it's a mess. You traded for somebody who sexually assaulted multiple women.
True.
And also you're having a contract dispute with a known abuser in Kareem Hunt. This is absolutely insane. Like, this is ridiculous. And they're
and
also
they
going to be without...
They completely botched the whole Baker situation.
You had a quarterback that actually cared about you and fans that cared about the quarterback. I'm not a Baker fan, but I think if they restart this whole thing, I think they'd be happy with Baker, because I don't even think a Super Bowl will make this franchise. I don't think you can redeem them anymore. I think we're in 2022. There's no redeeming of that shit. And these first 11 games are going to be tough.
That part's going to be tough.
Yeah, and the first 11 games, like you said, are going to be insane. And if Jacoby Brissett looks like he did last season, that's a huge red flag, because, you know, most of their hard games are at the beginning part of the season. I think they're going to lose that Carolina game that they start the season at. They have a stretch where they go Chargers, New England, Baltimore, Cincy, Miami, Buffalo, and Tampa. I think they could possibly lose every single one of those games, because, I mean, until Deshaun gets back. Which is right before or right after that, right? Yeah, and right after that,
Texans,
you go into Houston.
Think.
But if you go into Houston and you only have two wins coming in the season, that's not going to be, you know, that's not going to be good. This is going to be a dysfunctional year
and
for
even,
the Browns.
Even after that, they've got a stretch of the Bengals, Ravens, Saints, Washington, and Pittsburgh.
Yeah,
I wouldn't be surprised if they only won one or maybe two of those.
And you're throwing a quarterback out there that hasn't played in a year and a half, and he's playing the best defenses in the league right off the bat. You know?
Yeah.
I think they got a lot of firepower. They got a lot of firepower with Amari, Kareem Hunt, Nick Chubb, great offensive line. Once Deshaun comes back, Deshaun, Amari Cooper. But, I mean, they got a great head coach. But, geez, I mean, it's going to be hard for any team to come back from what they're coming back from. I got them going 7-10. You done with Cleveland?
Love it.
You want to
move
on to Cincy? Okay. Cincinnati. Cincinnati went 10-7 in 2021. They lost in the Super Bowl to the Rams 20-23. Let's go through their additions here. Tight end, Hayden Hurst, he signed a one-year contract. Offensive guard, Alex Kappa, signed a four-year, $35 million deal. Offensive lineman, Ted Karras, he signed a three-year, $18 million contract. So just a kind of little short list, but two guys with an O in front of their position. I like it. Nathan, what do you think about the pickups?
Definitely. I mean, this team, that was they needed to address the offensive line. And that was the one thing. After the Super Bowl, the one thing I thought was at least they know exactly what they need to address. And I think those are two great pickups there. So they're going to have each of those guys for the next three, 4 years. And I think they're going to be a huge upgrade.
I think since he low-key, maybe I like the two pickups. I really like it. If you just get an average O-line with Joe Burrow, I'm very, very excited to see what that guy can do. I like the pickups. They also replaced Usama. They lost him. They replaced him with Hayden Hurst. So I'm all for it. Realistically, do you think this bumps the offensive line to the level that, you know, that can go back to the Super Bowl in the AFC?
If they can do it with what they had, they can do it with this. Now, the problem is the AFC is so stacked that, you know, for anybody, it's going to take a little bit of luck to get in. You know, whether it's the Bills, the Chiefs, the Broncos, the Chargers, the Bengals, from the AFC, somebody's going to need a little bit of luck to go their way.
Auden Tate, he's gone. He went to the Falcons. Tight end, CJ Uzomah, he's gone. Offensive tackle, Riley Reiff, he went to the Bears. We had center, Trey Hopkins, he's gone. Defensive tackle, Larry Ogunjobi, we talked about him earlier. He went to the Steelers. They also lost Trey Waynes, cornerback, and Ricardo Allen. He retired. So, I mean, their loss is not that bad.
No, definitely not. Especially because they got upgrades on the offensive line end of it. That was their biggest concern going into the offseason. And they attacked it. So, I love it.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think Uzama's I liked what they had going with Uzama. It felt like they were really getting going towards the end of the season. But, I mean, Hayden Hurst, I think, can fill that role with as good of a player, you know, Joe Burrow is. He can make up for it.
Yeah.
Draft-wise, in the first round, they took safety Daxton Hill. Second round, they took cornerback Cam Taylor-Britt. Third round, they took defensive tackle Zachary Carter. And fourth round, they took offensive tackle Cordell Volson. Nathan, anything stand out here with the Cincy draft? Seems like a nice, safe draft. Heavy defense.
They definitely went heavy defense, and I think for me, their defense, even though it performed well down the stretch, always seemed I never knew if I could trust it. Kind of like the Cardinals bullpen. Like, you just don't know what's going to happen. So I think that's what they were trying to address there. The safety, Daxton Hill, I like him in the late first round. Obviously, they had the 31st pick. Great for them to have the 31st pick, by the way. But, yeah, you know, drafting in that position is, yeah, you're not going to make a ton of big splash moves there or anything like that. So, pretty solid for where they were at.
I'm surprised they didn't trade a first for Marquise Brown since he's so good of a wide receiver. That's a steal.
I didn't say he was that good.
No, I'm just busting your balls. Unlike other teams in this division, they have the third hardest schedule. Obviously, they went to the Super Bowl last year, so maybe that has something to do with it. But the opponents went 154, 133, and 2 in 2021. Really, really, really tough schedule. Nathan, this has been your team since Joey B got here. I want to hear your case for the Cincinnati Bengals this year.
Their schedule, the strength of schedule shows a bit.
yeah,
I think they're going to be battling with Baltimore to win this division. I don't think they're going to blow them out of the water this year, but I think it's going to be close. I think the Bengals end up winning it. They've got a stretch in the middle of their schedule with about, could be 5, 6, 7 wins in there. Rattle them off in a row. So
look at after that bye week, though. That scares me.
It gets tough, yeah,
that's
for sure.
Maybe the hardest, what is that, the last 6 weeks? 4, 5, 6, 7 weeks.
Browns, Bucks, Patriots, Bills, and Ravens.
And, I mean, before that, you have, I mean, Pittsburgh's not a good team, but they have a great defense. Yeah, but, you know?
Look how they start the year, though. Steelers, Cowboys, Jets, Dolphins, Ravens, Saints, Falcons, Browns, Panthers, and Steelers. That's the first 10 weeks.
Yeah, true.
I 8-2, 7-3. I mean,
I think they're gonna, they're definitely going to be one of their top teams. I'll let you go in your spiel.
Defending for them, though. It's going to get bumpy.
What do you think they're going to go?
I'm going with 11-6. Think that's like I think that's very realistic. Like I said, I think it's going to be pretty. It's going to be a rocky ending. You know, in that 7-game stretch to end the season, if they lost if you told me they lost 4 of those, I'd believe it. 5, maybe. I think they can beat the Titans. They can beat the Browns there, the Patriots.
Yeah, and I think that's,
but I think the rest of the games could go either way for sure.
That's what my that's why I kind of leaned the opposite way. I'm more optimistic for this team. I'm more optimistic for your team than you are. I think they added to the O-line. They got a great offense, and Joe Burrow.
That tends to happen.
Their offensive line is just going to be more stacked. Joe Burrow is going to have more time. You got Joe Mixon back there, too. And if Joe Burrow can stay healthy, there's no doubt in my mind that he can lead the league in passing yards and touchdowns at the end of the year. If Joe Burrow is healthy, I think that's going to happen.
Ooh.
If he plays 16 games, 100%. I think even with the extra game gone, he can lead it. But the strength schedule scares me just a little bit. I still think even with the third hardest schedule.
What do you mean?
I think with if he plays 16 games, he can still lead the league in passing yards and touchdowns.
I got you.
Yeah, and then
I thought they took away a game already. I'm like, whoa.
Strength of schedule scares me just a little bit. I got him going 12-5.
That's fair. Like I said, I've got him losing 4 of the last 7 there. They could easily win an extra game there for sure. I have them losing the Titans. Right. They could beat the Titans.
Let's go through. I'm done with the Bengals. I like them this year. I think they're going to be a good team. All right. So I got Baltimore. I got them going 11-6. What do you got?
10-7.
10-7. Pittsburgh. I got going 6-11. What do you got?
8-9.
8-9. All right. I got Cleveland. I got them going 7-10.
7-10.
And then Cincy, I got going 12-5. You got 11-6. All right. 1 week left of the Octopod. 1 week. We got the AFC West next week. don't tune out just yet because we got final thoughts. I mean, mine's kind of sentimental, so I don't know if you want me to go first. You go first. You don't have one, do you?
I gotta be honest with you. I do, but you keep yelling at me not to do Cardinals ones anymore. But that's all I do now is wait to see if Wolf's
Albert's getting the 700. Yeah, he's getting the 700. You can do one. You can do one. Give me a spiel.
If he gets that, he needs 7. That's doable for sure. Especially the way he's hitting, dude. He hit a pitch chin high out at Wrigley Field the other day. Chin high.
He's hitting good.
I don't know. He's gonna pass A-Rod for sure, though. Needs 3 more to time, 4 more to pass him. I think that'll be special.
I'm excited. Fuck I A-Rod. Hope he does it. Fuck A-Rod's right. Fuck A-Rod. okay. Mine, if you don't like sentimental stuff, I completely understand. You can turn off the podcast. You can turn it off.
All right, I'm leaving.
so I went to the Zach Brown Band at Citi Field last week, and it was great. Great concert. It was wonderful. if, I mean, I don't really open up about personal stuff too much on the pod because that's not what you guys want. But since I came to New York, we've been going through some rough times. One of my first friends that I made here actually passed away a couple months ago, and it's been really hard on everybody. The hardest thing I've ever dealt with in my entire life. And I just want to say shout out to the Zach Brown Band, because my buddy, he sent an email to, like, their HR, or I don't even know, whoever, manager, and he said, hey, can you play this song, because it was me and my buddy's favorite song. And they went up there, and before they played the song, they said, shout out to Ian Charles, like, this one's for you. And no, we all went ape shit.
Really,
it
cool.
Was, we went crazy. We were the loudest people there. You know, nobody even knew this guy, but it was great. It was incredible. And yeah, shout out to Ian Charles. You're a real one. I miss you. And yeah. Nathan, you know what to
That's
say.
Super cool.
It was so cool.
All right, spread the word.
Spread it.
New glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us.
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.